हरे कृष्णा। डोंट जस्ट रीड द गीता, हीड द गीता। द भगवद गीता इज अ प्रोफाउंडली फिलोसॉफिकल बुक। एट द सेम टाइम इट इज ऑल्सो एन एमिनेंटली एक्शन कॉलिंग बुक। एंड दिस प्रैग्मेटिक नेचर ऑफ द गीता इज रिवील्ड एट द गीताज कंक्लूजन। आफ्टर हियरिंग द गीता In 18.73, Arjuna speaks to Krishna, Nashto moha smriti labdha tvat prasadan mayachyuta sitosmi gata sandeha karishye vachanam tava. So, Nashto moha, my illusion is dispelled. Smriti labdha, my memory is now restored. How has all this happened? Tvat prasadan mayachyuta. It has all happened, Krishna, by your mercy. Sthitosmi gata sandeha. Sthitosmi, now I am well situated. Gata sandeha, all my doubts are gone. Now all this has happened by the philosophy. His illusion is dispelled. His memory is restored. His doubts are gone. All this has happened by the philosophy. But then after understanding the philosophy, what is the result? Tat prasada karisheva chinam tava. I will do your will. So, It is an action calling book. And now that action is what will give us the full benefit of the Gita. Now, essentially, what is the Gita? That I will do your will. That seeking the voluntary harmonization of the human will with the divine will, that seeking that harmonization is the purpose of the Gita, purpose for which the Gita was spoken. And that is the purpose that should animate our study of the Gita. In my circumstances, amidst my situations, how can I do Krishna's will? When we study the Gita with this attitude, we will find light. Even amidst life's darkest moments. However, if we study the Gita cursorily and then go on with life as if nothing needs to change in our life, as if reading the Gita is one compartment of our life and the rest of life is another watertight compartment, with the two having nothing in between, nothing to interchange, nothing passing from the Gita study compartment of our life to the rest of our life. And if we do like that, then we miss most of the benefit from Gita study. Of course, still we'll get some benefit, because contact with Krishna's words in any form, even a cursory reading, are beneficial. That contact is beneficial. So Gita is like a potent medicine that, say, just potent, some herbal medicines are so potent that if you just keep them in a room, and the fragrance that they spread itself offers some healing benefits. So similarly, the Gita's presence in our room, and just start touching it, start cursory reading, it can also benefit us. But just as the medicine also, to give its full benefit, needs to be ingested properly. Similarly, the Gita has to be understood and applied to give us its full benefit. So, when we apply the Gita, at that time we realize that actually it is Krishna who is our greatest well-wisher. When we read the Gita and we understand how much Krishna loves us and how by loving Him we can find life's highest happiness, then we see reciprocating with His love. Heeding the Gita, following the Gita is not just a law book put by some government who really doesn't have much care for the people, who just wants the people to follow the laws. It is actually Krishna's love call. By heeding the Gita, we are actually reciprocating with Krishna's love. And when we reciprocate with His love, then that love deepens and our inner life becomes richer and more sweet. Richer and sweeter and more fulfilling. So when we study the Gita from this perspective, how can I do Krishna's will? And when we study the Gita to understand Krishna's love for us, then heeding the Gita will not seem like an unwilling submission, exercise of unwilling submission. I don't want to do this, but I have to do it. No. It will become a festival of joyful love. Oh yes, I want to love Krishna. Krishna loves me. And this love will not only make our love, this life into a festival, but will also transport us to an eternal festival life, festival-like life of love with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.